Hello, students. You're off to a great start in room 16 for our 6th grade English class. I hope you're enjoying your first few weeks of middle school. I know it can be a challenge. Don't forget to take some time to just chill out, whether that's at recess or lunch, or even for 30 seconds or a minute between classes. Sometimes you need to slow down so then you can go fast later. Just a reminder, this Friday, on September 16th, we have our first GAS quiz. GAS, remember, is an acronym that stands for Grammar Activity Starter. We will have a few sentences that you have to make corrections on, proofreading marks and notes, and a few other things. Prior to that grammar quiz, we'll probably have a practice quiz for you on Tuesday or Wednesday to help you out. Don't forget to take your spiral notebook home each day this week and bring it back every day. When you take it home, you can take some time to review and study your sentences with your proofreading marks and notes that we've taken so far this year. If you've checked PowerSchool, and or if your parents have checked PowerSchool, you'll see that your grades have been updated. Most of your grades are current. If you have a low score or scores and a low grade or grades, remember, in the beginning of the trimester, if you have a low score or a low grade, that can change very quickly and easily by being successful on your next graded assignments or quizzes. The opposite side of that coin is, if you have a high score, remember to keep working hard and studying a lot, because one or two low scores in the early part of the trimester, because the grades are averaged out, one or two low scores could drop a high score. So grades can fluctuate dramatically in the first trimester. Try not to have that worry you. They may go up and down. They may all stay high, which is fine. That's the way it goes early on. If your grades are low and they do not go up and they continue to stay low for more than a few weeks, of course, it's a good idea to send me an email or to come in on Wednesday at lunch, talk to me and find out what you can do to improve. Maybe it's something you need to learn about, a certain technique of studying, or maybe organization tips. You can also talk to your other teachers, of course, if you're having problems in those classes with grades or organization. Mrs. Slater, our wonderful counselor, is always there to talk to you also if you have challenges. Don't forget, my office hours are every Wednesday in room 16 at lunchtime. I'm there every Wednesday at lunch unless I'm out or if something comes up. Also, you can find me sometimes morning recess in room 16, but sometimes I do step out. If you really need to see me after school with a question or a concern about a grade or an issue, you can usually find me on Tuesdays, Wednesdays, or Fridays after school. The best day is Wednesday at lunch or Wednesday after school if you need help. Don't forget, you can always email. You can also call the classroom number and leave a voicemail, 650-548-4238. And the best thing to do, of course, is to talk to me in person before school, at recess, Wednesday at lunch, and so on. This concludes this podcast with reminders and strategies for being successful in middle school English in room 16, Crocker Middle School. Go Vikings!